The door was not locked. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The head of the Texas Department of Public Safety today telling a state Senate panel that a classroom door at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, was not locked, as the on-scene commander ordered officers to wait in a hallway for about an hour waiting for a key.
He waited for a key that was never needed.
Texas Department of Public Safety Director Stephen McGraw's testimony runs counter to the school district police chief, who said officers were unable to get into the room as the shooter killed 19 students and two teachers. McGraw calling the police response an abject failure. The House January 6th committee today hearing from state officials who fended off Donald Trump's pressure to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger testifying about Trump's call asking him to find nearly 12,000 votes to prevent Joe Biden's election victory. The panel today focusing on how Trump pressured battleground state officials with proposals to reject state tallies and electors fueled by his claims of election fraud. The State Department has confirmed a second American has been killed while fighting for Ukraine.
52-year-old Stephen Zabielski, who is from New York State, was killed in fighting May 15th in a combat squad called the Wolverines, attached to the Ukraine Army. A State Department spokesman confirming to Fox News and saying in a statement that the government has been in touch with Zabielski's family and provided all possible consular assistance, while also reiterating a warning against American citizens traveling to Ukraine due to the Russian conflict.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes slowed for the fourth consecutive month in May as climbing mortgage rates and prices discouraged many would-be buyers. The National Association of Realtors today reporting sales fell 8.6% from May of last year. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden has signed off on raises for federal wildland firefighters for the next two fiscal years.
It affects more than 16,000 firefighters, with funds coming from last year's $1 trillion infrastructure bill. The move had been held up because the legislation stipulated that the $600 million for pay increases should go to federal wildland firefighters in areas where it's difficult to recruit and retain them. The White House eventually decided to give them to everyone for the next 2 years and means an increase in their base salary by as much as $20,000. A year. They'll also get back pay for the raises dating to October of last year. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A U.S. Navy warship has fired a warning flare to wave off an Iranian Revolutionary Guard speedboat coming straight at it during a tense encounter in the Strait of Hormuz. Yesterday's incident comes as tensions remain high over stalled negotiations over Iran's tattered nuclear deal with world powers. Analysts say Iran is close to enriching weapons-grade uranium. A company known for Frosted Flakes and plant-based burgers is making some changes.
Big changes at Kellogg. It will spin off its food units into three independent companies. One will be its global snacking company, which will include Cheez-Its and Pringles. The second will be its cereal business. And the third will be Plantco, selling its plant-based foods, including the Morningstar Farms brand. Kellogg CEO Steve Cahillane says the businesses all have significant standalone potential and an enhanced focus that will enable them to better direct their resources toward their distinct strategic priorities. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Tens of thousands of railway workers have walked off the job in Britain, the country's biggest transit strike in three decades. Only about 20% of passenger trains ran today, the dispute centering on pay, working conditions, and job security as Britain's railway struggles to recover from the pandemic. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.